T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Haley.
Hey there, Tara.
Oh, good. I can hear you. Okay. Sorry, I'm having trouble with my headphone connection here. Couldn't hear you. Okay, Joe. One more piece of fake COVID science gone. There could be nothing left at the rate we're going here.
All right, what is it now?
Let's see. Let's stack it all together now. Masks don't work, says the biggest ever public health study. But then we ignore science we don't like. So now what are we up to now? Okay, schools. At those schools. Yeah, we should have never closed the schools. Sorry. Wow. I mean, just wow. I mean, I just sitting in a cockpit here and getting the text from those of you parents who suffered tremendously during this because you have to work. That's your reality. We had people quitting jobs. We had single mothers in tears. We had, single mothers who were like, literally, I got to choose between feeding my children and going to work. I mean, because I have to stay home with them because of what turns out to be a very fake COVID school shutdown. This is just jaw-dropping. And this is not just coming from me. This was just hot off the presses of Fox News. Very credible people are saying this, too. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The closure of schools, the biggest public health blunder in history.
I would say that closing schools due to coronavirus is probably the biggest public health blunder in modern American history.
60 million kids languishing in their rooms since spring for no reason. Sitting in front of screens, learning nothing. Racking up F after F after F in our school system. We've seen that. Massive rise in the number. Mental illness problems. Kids, we don't even know where they went. Some of them, we still don't know where they are. But whatever. The most amazing part is they knew they were wrong when they did it, but they kept lying about it, even as the American, children suffered. It didn't matter. Fauci finally comes out and admits, about those schools. Yeah, that's not really that dangerous. So we all ought to go back to school. Really? That's fascinating. This is okay. A total reversal for him. Complete reversal for him. And he gets away with it. This should have been bombshell news yesterday with the media doing what I'm going to do today. Which is play the hypocrisy of Fauci then and now. Keep in mind, the medical literature on this, the studies on this, the peer-reviewed studies on this have never changed since March when we first told you about them, screaming and asking why we're shutting schools down. Here's Dr. Fauci today.
Close the bars and keep the schools open is what we really say. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
If only we'd known this in March or April. Oh, wait, we did. You know, the only doctor who's been right here, Lee, the only one I care to hear anything about coronavirus from is Rand Paul. I don't care to hear yeah. from anyone else because yeah. he's a medical doctor and he has gotten this right 100% of the time. Yeah. Do you remember the hearing when Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul just locked horns on this?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he brought up study after study after study and pointed out, look, Europe is not keeping kids home. And that's because we have European studies now that show it doesn't transfer well among children. But let's do this thing. Study by the Journal of American Medical Association. That was in April. Found that school-aged children who get the coronavirus develop only mild symptoms, typically recover within 2 weeks, and they're not good transfer agents of it. In fact, they may even work as blockers for the disease. Another study in The Lancet, another credible journal. We talked about that, too. That one was in June. Finding COVID-19 is generally mild disease in children, including infants. Do you remember when it was time to go back to school this year? And by that time, even Dr. Robert Redfield, head of the CDC, was saying, hey, I'm sending my kids back if I could. I mean, they should go back.
There you go.
We ignored it. We pretended that that had never been said. There's so much pretending going on. Let's go back to May. Let's pick some of these European studies. Researchers in multiple European studies found children do not appear to be drivers of transmission. And we argue that reopening schools should be considered safe, accompanied by certain measures. The whole time, Anthony Fauci ignored science, as he usually does, because he's about politics, not science, and said the kids had to stay home. It was all a lie. And again, it burns me to no end, Lee, that, I mean, these are the people who say we got to follow science. They're the only ones not following science.
Well, there's anecdotal evidence to back this up about things that are going on right now. There are some districts in the upstate that have been going back to school since August. And to the best of my knowledge, there has been no wholesale closing of entire school districts. Now, there's been one or two. I think Lawrence County did maybe close one or two high schools there for a few days. But there are districts here who have not had any shutdowns. The information I'm hearing, I'll put it that way, and this is not scientific study, but the information I'm hearing is that the kids that are getting it are not getting it at school. And there does not seem to be any transmission at the school for those who do wind up with it. And there have been some children that have tested positive. I can't point to any specific, obviously, but I know that there have been some. But once again, there's no indication that any of those were contracted at the school. These were cases that were contracted elsewhere. The kids tested positive. They were held out of school for whatever period and then returned. And there has not been a widespread. And once again, the daycares never closed.
No.
Child care centers never closed.
And yet we were doing the Jack rear-endery of this is how stupid it got. Let's remember how stupid it got in Greenville County. I mean, just the grinding stupidity of it. We were sending kids to school twice a week on e-learning, right?
Right.
And they were in daycare the rest of the week.
Yeah.
And the county was paying to send them there. If you're trying to get as many kids sick as possible, like you're really trying, and you really got to try hard, because these kids just don't catch this. Not like adults do. We've had that literature, these studies, very credible medical journals I just read to you since March and April. If you were trying really hard to get them the COVID, mm-hmm. you would send them to daycare at taxpayer expense from the county 3 times a week. Remember, they put that $9 million aside to pay for these kids to go to daycare because the parents were going to lose their houses and stuff. We would pay to send them to daycare 3 times a week and to school the other 2 times. So now you're mixing them with, remember, 2 big groups, like 2 big Petri dishes instead of 1. And we called this smart and said we had to do it because of science. I mean, somebody with 6th grade education could look at that and laugh. My children thought it was hilarious. They're children. I mean, they heard that show and we came home that day and the kids are just laughing because they have friends in daycare. I mean, just like kids can figure out how stupid this is. This was one big game of pretend. And then remember the head of the Pediatric Association here in South Carolina came out and said, nope, that's nuts. That's not dangerous. They can go back to school. We ignored her. Because this was never about a disease. It's about an election. It's not about a disease. So my public health expert is Rand Paul, batting 100% while being sneered at and laughed at.
and sometimes beaten in the streets.
Yeah, but nobody
and on
cares
his front
about
yard.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, we've had these studies out of Europe. Europe didn't shut down. There was a reason for that. Our studies here early on showed the same thing. Now let's just look at this. This is from Fox News. In New Jersey, one of the hardest hit states for coronavirus, not a single school-aged child has died from coronavirus. Many children have died from car accidents and fires and drug overdoses and suicide, but none have died from COVID-19. In California, home to 40 million people, a total of 2 people under the age of 18 died from the coronavirus. No word on if they had complicating conditions. I bet they did. That is pretty much always the case when kids die. According to the latest numbers from the CDC, 123 Americans under the age of 18 have died from coronavirus. That's 123 people out of a population of 328, and more than have died of the flu in any of the last 10 years. More people have died under the age of 18 of the flu in every one of the last 10 years. We wrecked the economy, shut the country down. Everything about this is fake. You want to know what the next fake thing is going to be? I'm going to tell you because we're already finding out. So the next big fake thing. Everything is falling apart about this. The tests, they don't work. Portugal's. Remember how we're told the antibody test was a real thing and then we discovered it was fake and it just sort of quietly, you know, faded and nobody does that anymore because they'd had a more than 50% false positive rate. I mean, flip a coin, right? You'd be better off. Yeah. Portugal's second highest court in the land, the Appeals Court, has said that you cannot use PCR tests anymore to order lockdowns because they are way too sensitive and have a 97% false positive rate. So we're next going to find out that all these tests are fake. The results are absolutely unusable. Might as well, you know, use a roulette table. That's coming next. You heard it first on the show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You guys crack me up on the text line. Tara, talk about Billboard. I will. All in good time. It's all coming. We're going to tear Billboard to pieces. It's going to be fun. You'll enjoy it. It'll be therapeutic for you. But first, this is too big of a deal. It wrecked too many people to let these lies go. We're going to debunk every one of them. And eventually, we're going to find out that absolutely everything about COVID was fake. And I want to remind you, they've already found that out in Portugal, where the appeals court in Portugal has ruled that the PCR test, the one you keep hearing test results, oh my God, the tests are spiking, we're all going to die. It is now unlawful in Portugal to use those test results to forcibly quarantine people. A federal appeals court has ruled. That is because the judges ruled the test is so faulty. Has an accuracy rate of roughly 3%. Wait, what? They cited multiple studies, most notably this one by Jafar et al., if you want to look it up, J-A-A-F-A-R, which found that when running PCR tests with 35 cycles or more, the accuracy dropped to 3%, meaning that up to 97% of positive results could be false positives. I guess we call those asymptomatic cases in the U.S., right? Asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. This isn't new news. The New York Times did it. They put a different slant on it. When they admitted that because governments and private labs, in Portugal put this in the lawsuit, have been, what the judges did in the finding, have been very tight-lipped about the exact number of cycles that run when PCR testing. It is known to be sometimes as high as 45. Even Anthony Fauci, who lies about virtually everything with coronavirus, has publicly stated anything over 35 is totally unusable. It detects virus fragments and other things that, you know, you could test positive without actually having COVID. That's coming next. They'll admit all of this. They'll admit it all. But here we go. We close the schools for nothing. No reason. Now, it's fascinating. Burke Royster, the superintendent, Greenville County Schools, actually answered my questions. I was asked when he first reopened the schools, and we went back to 5 days because everyone was failing. And kids are getting, I mean, they just were getting killed academically. He said, oh, well, now we got the evidence. See, we've been contact tracing, and most kids don't get it at school. So we'll go back to school. Okay, well, look, that'd be forgivable if we didn't know that at the time. But we did. We did know that at the time. Because we had so many tests and studies of it. And it's weird here. Nobody here stopped to ask the question, why aren't European schools shutting down? Because they did studies on this, contact tracers found it doesn't really spread at school very well. And most kids don't get it there. Right. And we knew that in March. Then in April, there was the study by the Journal of American Medical Association. They found the same thing. And then there was the study in June by The Lancet. Then there were all the European studies that came out. Folks, we knew this. We just pretended not to know it. Because all we do as a society now is pretend. We just pretend. Except now, it's not a pretend coup that you get to watch go down when we claim the Russians have influenced our elections. They never did. It was only Hillary. It's one you have to participate in, one that begins to wreck your life. I can't wait to see what they come up with next, but then again, I dread it. Texter writes, this is Alan Simpsonville. Tara, all these closures and restrictions to schools and businesses have not been for the public welfare, but for the disruption of society and economy. Add in the fraudulent election, Justice Roberts, William Barr, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and all the Democrat governors and mayors on power trips, and it looks like exactly what it is. A clumsy attempt to overthrow our country, plain and simple. It all looks like the plot line to an amateurly written novel that no one would read. So says Alan Simpsonville. I'd add this, Al, and no one would believe if they did. Yeah. Texter writes, welcome to the party. So glad you finally decided to join the party and know what team Bill Barr has been on the whole time. I have never said Bill Barr was on any team. I said I didn't know until I knew for sure I would not trust him. Texter writes, Royster isn't letting our high schoolers go back, the ones who need their grades for college. Yeah, the ones who won't be playing college sports since they were kept off the field. For what, Royster will eventually admit, because we have studies on this too, was no reason.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted
host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Okay, so Bill Barr saying our attorney general that he doesn't see any evidence of fraud. Now, a lot of things about how he said this are absolutely stunning. He goes, well, see, and by the way, the ball's been shifting here. We've been documenting this on the podcast, the Battleground America podcast. You can get that by texting 71307, the word battleground, to 71307. Ball's been shifting here. First they said, no fraud. And then there were these devastating hearings. I don't know if you've been watching them. I mean, it is witness after witness after witness after witness. Hundreds of thousands of ballots. Same pattern as Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. We're going to go through all this today. It's fascinating. Look like they've been Xeroxed on a different kind of paper than the Board of Elections mails them out. All with votes in the same pen color. Only for Biden, from Georgia to Michigan to Wisconsin. They even found the postal workers who drove the ballots, and they testified under oath. So we got the postal workers who drove the ballots. We got the people who saw the ballots. We got the people who saw the ballots being counted over and over and over. Same one, run through again and again and again and again. We've even got the people. And folks, this story is the same from state to state to state. We even know how they did it. And Bill Barr's like, oh, I can't find anything. Because you didn't look, sir. So from here on out on this show, we're going to call him Banana Republic Bill. Banana Bill for short. Now listen to Banana Bill, how Banana Bill had to put it. They can't say anymore there's no evidence of fraud. They tried that at first, but then there was such overwhelming evidence of fraud that they can't say that with a straight face because there's videos all over the internet. So now they're saying, well, it's not enough fraud. I mean, a little bit of fraud's okay. Yeah, a lot of fraud's a problem, but don't worry, we don't have that. Wait, what? Okay, but before we get into what an absolute traitor to this country Bill Barr is, and we'll get into that. You want to know what it sounds like when a country's profoundly corrupt? You want to know the kind of things the leaders of a country that's profoundly corrupt say? Things like this. This is Bill Barr, quote, to date. He's our attorney general, by the way, if you're new to the show and all of this. We've picked up a lot of listeners, so I know a lot of you have just gotten into politics now because you watched what was so plainly clear to you a fraud of this election, and now you're tuned in, and I've got to keep that in mind that a lot of you are new and who's what and what's where. It's okay. We'll catch you up to date. Welcome, by the way, to Talk Radio. You're going to learn a lot here, and it'll change your world as you learn what's actually going on in your world. Okay, Bill Barr, this is things that people who run profoundly corrupt countries say. Quote, think about the outrageousness of this statement. To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. It's just a little fraud. That's not a lot of fraud. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, sir. Did you just admit there was fraud? Oh, yeah, but no, it's no big deal. It's not a lot. So you're not going to do anything? No. It's still a little bit of fraud. But notice he doesn't say even a little bit of fraud. To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Well, how has Bill Barr not seen that fraud? All right, we now have news. We're going to get into this today. Two states, Michigan and Wisconsin. You want some fraud? I got your fraud. Big enough to affect the outcome of the election. Got it right here. Election officials in both those states illegally mailed out ballots. To who? I don't know. Bill Barr won't investigate. But we know it is fact that 355,000 ballots were illegally mailed to people who did not request them in Michigan. And Wisconsin, the number was upward of 200,000. That's the margins in both states. So here's how this has to work. And if you've ever done election work, you understand this. You can't just hand out ballots like candy. Printed ballots are a dangerous thing. And so you have to create a chain of custody. And that is why in these states, on the books, there are laws that say you must sign, address, and mail in a request for an absentee ballot. Now we got a chain of custody. Mary Smith requested it. Here's her request. Okay, good. We mailed Mary Smith the ballot. Great. And it came back in. That's fine. In these two states, 200,000 and 350,000 ballots, respectively, were just mailed out. In Wisconsin, it's worse. Do you know what the election leaders did, the election workers did, the election board folks? You can't give out ballots or accept votes except at approved polling places. So they decided to make one in the park, except they never got it approved. They did a Democracy in the Park event with the Biden campaign, but not the Trump campaign. And you know what they did there? Handed ballots out like candy. So there was no mailed-in request as required by law for the ballot to count? Nope. How many ballots were given out like candy? Tens of thousands. More than Trump's margin of defeat in the state? Mm-hmm. And they did this event with Biden. Yep. So imagine the power that you would have if laws did not apply to you, and you're a Democrat and you're an election, you know, official in Wisconsin. You just decide to partner with the Biden campaign and disregard election law. You know, the one that says you got to mail in a ballot request, and you just don't do that. And then you just print out as many ballots here, have 10,000, 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever, and just take it to the park and have people fill those ballots out. Every one of them is illegal on their face. And every instance of that being done with a ballot by an election worker is a crime. Where's Bill Barr? See, I just did it. That wasn't very hard. It took me less than 5 minutes. We're going to go through all this evidence today. It is jaw-dropping. So, I mean, the thing that is most frustrating to me is the Kraken. I mean, Sidney Powell absolutely wiped our feet out from under us here. Because she came out and said, we're going to have evidence of the crack and they stole it with the computers. All right, maybe she'll find it. Great. But she never did. I mean, she hasn't conclusively proven that. She's got some interesting stuff in her lawsuits, but doesn't prove it. And now the media and everybody else is going, oh, see, they didn't prove it. Well, why they were even talking about that, I have no idea. What I just told you was devastating. We have election officials sending out ballots to people who did not request them in violation of the law. And they did it hundreds of thousands of times. This is the Trump margin of victory in these states. Way over. All you need to do is what a just country would do and throw them out. Who'd they give them to? See, there's a thing Bill Barr ought to be interested in. Who'd they give them to? Democracy groups, Joe Biden's campaign, they co-sponsored the event with in Wisconsin. That event alone, Trump's margin of error, margin of victory, right there. So Democrat groups get illegal ballots to fill out and turn in, but not Republican ones. Is that how this country works now? That's not a country anymore, folks. That's not a country. But I'm going to get into all this as the show unfolds, and I'm going to recap it tightly on Battleground today if you want to know how the election was actually stolen. There's no criminality. Here's the thing. 355,000 ballots illegally mailed by election officials in Michigan. Out to people who didn't request them. Where'd they go? Were they mailed in bundles to Democrat get out the vote groups? Or did they go to individuals? Which individuals? How'd they select them? Who made the decision to mail them? That's a crime. It's a federal crime. Or you could get them on the state level if you wanted to. Bill Barr says there's nothing there. I just gave you a place to start. And that doesn't even count the affidavits or the devastating witness testimony I'm going to play for you today. Bill Barr is a fraud. And he's every bit as much of a crook as the people he just let get away with massive illegal ballot fraud in at least two states. So Bill Barr says, Banana Bill, says that he's never seen any evidence. Well, he hasn't seen evidence of enough voter fraud, because a little's okay. He hasn't seen any evidence of enough voter fraud to change the election. That is such an outrageous statement. So he's admitting, yeah, there's voter fraud. It's no big deal. Okay, well, that's one of the things you go in and investigate the voter fraud to find the rest of it. There's a little bit. There might be more. No, can't do that. If this is how Banana Bill Barr investigates stuff, the Democrats in the FBI are totally getting away with Russiagate. They are totally getting away with it. Rudy Giuliani put this statement out, the president's lawyer, quote, "With all due respect to the attorney general, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. We have gathered ample evidence of illegal voting in at least 6 states, which they have not examined. We have many witnesses swearing under oath they saw crimes being committed in connection with voter fraud, but not a single one has been interviewed by the Department of Justice." See, that's how you don't see evidence of voter fraud. You don't look for it. "The Justice Department also hasn't audited any voting machines or used their subpoena powers to determine the truth." Okay, this is a huge problem. I explained this on the Battleground podcast yesterday. The way that Trump is being defrauded of this election is that, and mainly by the Republicans, honestly. I mean, the Democrats actually stole it, but the Republicans are in on it too. Let me tell you why. Because he needs discovery. At this point in a court case, okay, and I've watched this with school cases, this is what they'll come in and do. They'll present evidence, for instance, if it's a race-based school case and they want the courts to order, you know, some sort of remediation, right? They'll come in and present evidence. For instance, black school kids not scoring as high as white school kids. That's evidence of racism and discrimination. And so they'll use that to go ahead and subpoena more information. To see, okay, it looks like something's going on here. Let's get more. Trump is in court right now fighting for discovery. In other words, we've got all of this evidence. Now we need to find out where the 355,000 ballots illegally mailed out to voters who did not request them, where do they go in Michigan? Those voters real? Or they go to Democrat groups illegally? See, because you need a voter request sent to you by mail for every one of them. They didn't bother. Every one of those is a crime. Where'd they go? Bill Barr has no idea and he doesn't care. So when you look at the lawsuits Trump is filing, he's trying to get that information. And this is where the GOP leadership completely abandoning him because they all either A, want to run for his seat, like Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Nikki Haley, and Tim Scott, who are completely AWOL. So if Trump does not have GOP leadership standing behind him, what he needed these state legislatures to do, and they could have demanded it without accusing anyone of fraud, is a forensic audit. Not a recount. Those are useless. A forensic audit. Let's find out where that 355,000 ballots sent out illegally went. Who did they go to? What happened to them? Did they come back? Who sent them back? They vote again at the polls. They didn't request a ballot. Let's find out about those people. It happened again in Wisconsin. Folks, when you see patterns like this that are so in your face, in Wisconsin, election officials improperly counted at least 170,140 absentee ballots for which voters never sent in an application. You can't give ballots out like candy. Again, there has to be a trail. They sign and send in a request. The ballot is mailed back. They fill it out. It comes in. That's a paper trail. That prevents corrupt election officials from giving them out like candy, as happened in these two states. Now listen to what the city of Madison did. This is insane. They illegally created polling locations that had never been officially approved at over 200 parks. And then they went with the ballots and gave them out like candy in violation of the law. The Democracy in the Park initiative, as they call it, violated Wisconsin law since these events took place outside of the county's approved polling locations with none of the typical safeguards that would include. Including people able to observe the process. There we go again, Republican shut out from the process. Joe Biden's campaign partnered with them and advertised the event. The Trump campaign was not allowed to do so. At these events, the lawsuit says that election officials improperly counted 17,271 absentee ballots that were never requested. They took them out there like candy. Just, hey, fill that out. Fill that out. Every one of them is illegal. There's another roughly 150,000 in addition to the 170,000 that were just mailed out. Who'd they go to? Bill Barr could find out. He used subpoena power. Then Trump wouldn't have to spend months fighting for this information in court while suing the very election officials that broke the law to give the ballots out. So do you see what Bill Barr's doing here? It's worse than what you think. It's not just what he said. He has a subpoena power to go get this stuff. And he's forcing Trump to fight for it while saying he hasn't seen evidence of fraud because he won't use his subpoena power to go get it. And the GOP leadership could demand these legislatures do forensic audits. They could vote to order those, but they won't back Trump. Fix is in, folks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!